Livewire with Phil Ray.
Hello and welcome to Livewire. My name's Phil Ray, and today I welcome Luigi and Salva from The Zackers on the show. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing, Phil?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you so much.
Good, good. So your music is described as a sort of folk style, and you are a duo. So you're brothers, I believe.
Yeah, we are brothers, and we started our music in 2006. We were still a pretty primitive band back then, but it grew to a little bit more. It sounds like songs now.
Yeah, a little bit more sophisticated harmony, I'd say. If you listen to our first album, it's probably the worst album ever. But slowly but surely, we're creating, something we can listen to.
Were you both interested in music at a very young age then?
Yeah. Giuliano, obviously, or Salva, as he goes by on stage, he started way before I ever did. He started playing guitar at a very young age. He started like playing when he was like, 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
And I only started singing way later. I was around about 18 years old. I was still
somewhat
kind of
older.
Yeah. And I was quite a late bloomer when it came to singing. And I remember one day my brother heard me singing somewhere, and he was like, why don't you just join our band, I'm like, I don't really want to sing in front of people, I'm kind of shy, And I gave it a shot, and ever since there on, it just exploded. I would say it came in more of a passion than anything else.
Luigi, I believe you do the vocals in the duo, is that right?
Yeah, I do all the vocals, and right. Salva plays all the guitars and writes all the guitar parts.
Yeah, writes all the guitar parts, and a joint effort, I'd say, when it comes to lyrics and so forth.
Yeah.
How do you get inspired with your music? Do you have to go out and about? Is it about life experiences?
Phil? That's a very interesting question. Inspiration doesn't come quite easily for us. I mean, in this day and age, there's not a lot around us to be, inspired by, let's be honest. So we focus our music on the improvisation side of, writing music and playing music. So the stuff we listen to is mostly improvised stuff. So we'll have a set, a few chords worked out in rehearsal, and then pretty much the songs comes from improvisation. So inspiration-wise, improv would be the main
in the moment kind of thing.
Yes.
If we feel like it's really working and it's like sounding insane and it's like really unique, we'll keep that part and we'll add up to that song until we'll construct the song, we'll deconstruct the song. So I think influence wise, it's just to correct my brother there, it's not really that we don't find inspiration in the world. It's like there's a lot of materialistic things going on, and I think people's minds are shifted towards things that's not really that important anymore. So we try to find things in improv, which is exactly what we are. We're an improv band.
Would you say that you're both inspired by different artists? You're both into different things?
Yeah, very much. Salva, I keep calling him John because I call him John every day. But when he first started out, he started with classical music, he started with jazz, and I was more into, hard rock music and classic rock music. So when you listen to our music, it's the elements that we bring into our songs is you'll always hear classical, you'll always hear a bit of a jazz,
right,
a bit of a rock influence, a bit of a old school folk style. It's very, very, we're not really limited to a sound. We're pretty much what we, how I just explained to you. Yeah.
Yeah, very much influenced by different styles.
Yeah.
Okay, and what do you think that you can do as a folk duo that other people can't do with their music? What do you think is so unique about what you do?
We focus on improvisation.
Yeah.
It's really a skill that you develop within, 10 years, 20 years, your whole life. It's really difficult. I find it especially difficult, someone that studied music. It's very difficult. So what we do live is that we're very comfortable. We play the song, and before you know it, we burst out into this improvisation And that, that endurance of being able to play a composition from the very beginning to the end is I think something, worth a lot, bringing that to the table is quite interesting.
I believe you've performed in different venues across South Africa and many different countries as well. It must give you a real buzz to do this.
Yeah. We played a show in Nashville, where obviously, everybody's country and people listen to country all the time. And we started playing on one of our songs, which is not on the new album, actually. It's on one of our very first ones, which we're really not really marketing at this point. But the song is called Lover's Eggs, which has got a very Spanish kind of feel to it. And afterwards, people were coming to us and they were like, this is really different. This is something that we haven't heard in Nashville yet. And, you guys should really keep on doing that kind of music, like the Spanish influence and the, it was pretty cool. And yeah, we've played all kinds of places and it was interesting,
Yeah, we play in very strange venues. So the music we play brings a very interesting feedback and
good.
That sets off quite a bit of a buzz.
When it comes to writing your songs, do you end up coming together to sort of form the ideas or have an idea each and then just put that together?
Yeah, once again, it's life experiences.
Yeah.
When we traveled Europe, we just did a little trip in Europe and, we had some bad experiences, we had some good experiences and we met wonderful people and we met people that we likely will never see again. But, we took those experiences and emotions and, I would go and I would write a story, about whatever I experienced at that point.
Yeah.
And my brother will go and he will write some chords or do some finger picking style stuff and he'll come and then we'll get together and we'll be like, okay, just start humming something, just don't sing any words. Don't tell your story yet. Just get a feel for the song and for the rhythm. And then from there on, we'll start putting the story towards the towards the song.
Yeah.
Are you touring at the moment then?
Actually, not right now. Mm-hmm. We might start. Well, we're definitely starting in the next few weeks. We'll kick off in South Africa. We'll be here for quite some time. I'm not exactly sure how long. We also plan on moving to the UK. For some tour dates as well, we're still busy organizing all those kind of things. It's not easy, but we're definitely going to do that.
Yeah.
And people can just check us on Facebook and YouTube and all those places to get tour dates and stuff like that.
Now you're both from South Africa, but do you think that moving away from home sometimes, traveling does actually bring new ideas to you?
Absolutely, meeting different people and different cultures was truly, it's a blessing. I was just a quick story to answer your question. I finished my studies and I made a decision that I've been staying for 20 years in one place. It's time to experience something different. So I packed a small suitcase and I went to Spain.
Right.
And at the time, Luigi was working in the United States. So I packed a bag, went to Spain thinking, I might come back in 3 months. I'm just going to work a little bit, make some money and go back to South Africa and then wait for Luigi. But my travel, I fell in love with meeting different people and traveling. So I ended up staying away from South Africa for at least 3 years, I'd say. And this is my second time coming home. And
we met up in America again, and then that's where we started. We were separated for almost three and a half years. We were completely separated.
Yeah.
He was in Spain, I was here, I was there, and then we came back together and we started writing IME.
But yeah, it was amazing because in your travels, I've learned a new language. Of course, I have worked in so many places, and I've met the weirdest and funniest people, and wrote new music.
And that's what it's all about. Definitely.
Definitely.
Okay, let me talk about your new single now, Bored With Me. I've had a listen to this. Love the sound of it, by the way. I want to know what it's all about.
Well, okay, so Bored With Me, it's a song written about relationships that failed, but not just relationships.
Mm.
It could be any type of relationship, whether it's a friendship, anything. You know, the song kicks off with the obvious "You Got Bored With Me" and "I With You," and which we all feel at some point in life. Doesn't matter where you are, with what person or
thing,
you know. So it's a symbol of two people coming to a conclusion at the end of the day that they are not working well together. As the song progresses, you can obviously clearly hear there are a lot of regrets, forgiveness, confusion, etc. You know, where do we go from here? The road is cleared. Suddenly, everything is back, and I fear, you know, those few sentences explains, like, you know, you something didn't work out, and suddenly you break apart or you break away from the situation, and then things get clear, and you think to yourself, well, maybe I can come back to it. And then once you're back, you realize, but it's not going to work. So at some point in the song, there's a realization of that. And that may never work again, you know, and it's all about just, you know, it's all about just getting bored with situations,
and,
I guess.
Yeah. And also fear.
Fear was a big one.
For me personally, when, you know, when we play the song, it takes me back to a place where I was, you know, feared for my life, you know, thinking, oh, you know, how am I going to do this? How am I going to pay this? And, you know, that my fear and, you know, trying to conduct my life and make something of myself, I was in a relationship which failed miserably, unfortunately, but I wouldn't say
it's not just about, you know, getting bored with someone, but it's about getting, not getting a satisfaction. Like when you start something, you feel, wow, you know, this is working, this is going great. There's no better feeling in the world. And then suddenly, slowly but surely, you start getting bored, and the person gets maybe bored with you, and you get bored with the situation, and even the situation gets bored with you, and, you know, it doesn't work. And I think at the end of the day, people can make their own story and enjoy it. It's really just simple to listen to. It's, you know, it's not really that deep.
I totally agree with you there. So what have you got to plan for the rest of this year then? What have you got in the pipeline?
Definitely play as many shows as possible. There's definitely another EP. We're thinking about creating an album. So if time permits and if opportunity permits, we will definitely bring out a full-length album, which people can definitely, you know, look forward to. Mm. We are also going to do loads and loads and loads of live videos, which people, because we cannot really always be everywhere at any given time. So, you know, people can really look forward to a lot of videos of us playing live. Brilliant. You know, just in our living room with a nice mic and a guitar, and, you know, it's just going to be raw acoustic stuff. So people can literally look forward to a nice video to look at that's right there. It's live played, you know, it's just in their faces, and it's raw and it's cool.
Yeah. Right. And the album.
Yeah, and the album and some more, you know, pre-recorded music videos and stuff like that.
Well, we're going to have a listen to Bored With Me in just a second. Where can we get that from then?
You can get it from iTunes. You can stream it on Spotify, Amazon, MP3. You can go on Facebook. Mm-hmm. All our links will be on there. If you guys want to look at our lifestyle pictures, I would say you can go on Instagram. You know, we're all over there. Just the Zackers. You can just search for the Zackers. It's very obvious and easy to get. You guys can check us out on YouTube. Like I said, Facebook, SoundCloud, even. You can buy the songs from SoundCloud directly. Once again, on iTunes. And if you need to book us for any show, you can get hold of us on lgzacker@gmail.com. And that's it.
So thank you very much both for joining me today. It's been a real pleasure speaking to you both.
Thank you so much for having us, Phil.
You're very welcome indeed. All the best for the future as well.
Thank you so much. And same to you.
Cheers.
And, I'm sure we'll talk to each other again.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, this is the Zackers, and you are about to listen to More With Me. Enjoy.
Got bored with me, slowly grew tired of playing around, finding a way out. I got bored with you, slowly grew tired of saying the right thing. Little did we know, where do we go from here? Suddenly everything is back and I fear. Oh, you don't feel the rush. Now that you've gone away, slowly fading in sun red. Oh, I finally see the blue skies turning back to me. Oh, turning back to me. The road is cleared and we could start again. Where do we go from here? Suddenly everything is back and I fear. Oh, you don't feel the rush. No, you don't feel the rush. No, you don't feel.
Livewire is a talk and entertainment show produced by Steve Osborne Media. Are you a singer, songwriter, group or artist? We would love to hear your music for Livewire sessions. Also, if you have a talent, hobby or product that we could find of some interest, please feel free to get in touch. Telephone us on 0843 289 3358 or contact us on the website steveosborne.info.